Pirates. Meetings are Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m. at the Pride House. As always, thanks for listening to Outsources.
And thanks for listening to KGNU Boulder Denver 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland and online at kgnu.org. Hey, this Thursday, Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! Is coming to Boulder as a benefit to KGNU, presenting her new book, 20 Years Covering the Movements Changing America. She highlights the whistleblowers, protesters, organizers, and activists who helped change policy and perceptions. Tickets available at Boulder Theater or on the website. Information and the link at kgnu.org. That's Amy Goodman, Thursday, April 21st at the Boulder Theater. I'll be there, and I hope you will be too. I am Chris Moore, in case you want to know who I am and what's about to happen. It's called Opera Box. This is our classical music evening, Monday evenings, starting with an opera show from 7 to 8 p.m. called Opera Box. And then we go to our classical music show, and that takes place from 8 to 10. And then a contemporary classical show, I guess you might say, Present Edge, with mostly living composers, or at least composers of the 20th century. So people more recently who have not as fully established themselves as Bach and Brahms and Beethoven and that sort of thing. So let's go back now to the first of those, and that's Opera Box, which is what we'll be enjoying for the next hour. Here is a recording of an opera that I have never seen, and I don't know if I ever will, actually. It's Siegfried Wagner. This is the son of Richard Wagner, and he wrote an opera called Der Bärenhirte, The Man in a Bear's Skin. It's based on a Grimm Brothers fairy tale. Siegfried Wagner was born in 1869, and I think his father died when he was about 12 or 13 years old. Richard Wagner was his father, and Liszt's daughter Cosima was his mother. He was educated privately at home until his father's death in 1883, and he studied music with Engelbert Humperdinck, who was a very famous opera composer of the well-known Hansel and Gretel and other works as well, but that's the one that he's best known for today. He turned from music to architecture after 1899, but then he took a voyage to China and India in 1892, and finally, when he came back, decided to spend 4 years as an assistant at Bayreuth, the great opera house that Wagner created for his operas, and under his mother, and then Hans Richter and Julius Nies and others, a preparation for his future role as eventually the producer, director, and conductor at the Festspielhaus at Bayreuth. And in 1901, he staged The Flying Dutchman. He also conducted the entire Ring Cycle in 1896, and he was the director until his death in 1930. Siegfried Wagner's fairy tale opera, Der Bärenhirte, or The Man in the Bear's Skin, was written in 1898 and was enormously successful, enjoying success with productions in Leipzig, Hamburg, Vienna, Goethe, Karlsruhe, Prague, and Frankfurt, and almost 100 performances taking place in all those places. It takes place during the 30 Years' War, and that was a choice that Siegfried Wagner made to give a background to the action, and it served as a metaphor for the horrors of war, and against this backcloth is set a fairy tale of the conflict of good and evil. A lot of people felt sorry for Siegfried Wagner for being the son of the great Richard Wagner, but he said, no, it's fine. I'm not worried. I don't see myself as a tragic figure at all in that sense of the world. It's an opera in three acts. We won't have time for all of it. But in the first act, the war is over, and the soldier Hans returns home, and nobody wants him. So the devil offers him employment in hell. There he gets to heat and tend the seething cauldron that holds human souls. A mysterious stranger comes in and persuades him to gamble. The stake is all the souls in the cauldron. And Hans loses, so the souls are overjoyed, and he must make his way through the world because of the devil's revenge, because he's so mad at having lost all those souls, that now he has to walk around stinking and dirty in the skin of a bear. Release, so that he may be a man again like any other, can come only on one condition. He must remain unwashed and find a girl to stay true to him for 3 years. So in the second act, Hans with his bear skin is regarded with suspicion, to say the least, in the village. He's almost killed, in fact. But he helps the mayor in a pressing money problem, and gives money and has an exchange with the mayor that one of his three daughters can marry him. Well, two of them refuse and are disgusted, but the third and youngest stands by him. She discovers that under the filthy exterior, the sensitive soul of an outcast, and she defends him against everyone, although he had seen before, like the devil incarnate, actually. 3 years have passed after Act Two, and in Act Three, if Louise remains true, then Hans will be released by the devil, and in spite of the latter's efforts, he begins to resume his normal appearance, but at that point, when he achieves that with the help of a stranger, and also commits an act of warlike heroism, he doesn't even know if Louise is going to recognize the new hero that he has become. But it is a happy ending, and she remains faithful to him, even though he isn't a stinky man in a bear's outfit anymore. Wilker Horn is Hans Kraft, and Henry Kischli is Melchior, the mayor. His three daughters, Kinsiga Lukic, Teresa Kuhn, and Beth Johanning. And let's see if I can find the devil in here. Here he is. Is Adalbert Waller is the devil. This is, a fairy tale opera in three acts of Siegfried Wagner with the Thuringian Symphony Orchestra, directed by Conrad Bach, a Marco Polo opera classic. Some excerpts here on KGNU's Opera Box.
Wir sind am Ort. Hey, wach auf! Jetzt kommt der Ernst. Steh hier und hör. Ich geh auf Reisen und lass dich allein. Was sag ich dir oben? Was hütest du fein?
Da drinnen die Seelen.
Was ist's mit dem Kessel?
Den soll ich heizen.
Wenn was geschieht, was droht ich?
Strafe.
Und was hast du zum Zweiten versprochen?
Meine Strafe zu tragen.
Verstehst du wohl?
Du gehst schon weg?
Kümmert dich das? Mach dich ans Werk und Helle befohlen.
Wann kommst du wieder? Schon weg!
Aber ja, gewiss lieb ich, wär ja sonst im Kessel da drin. Denn das oben ich gestorben, will mir gar nicht in den Sinn. Ich bin also ich, Hans Kraft.
Sagen, wüsste sie, wo ich bin.
es wissen. Von droben schaut sie sich herab und grämt sich und kreint, was der Hans in der Hölle. Nein, Mütterchen, nein, es ist ja nicht so schlimm. Ich geh ja wieder hinaus, ich gehör ihm gar nicht an. Du schüttelst den Kopf und faltest die Hände, betest und bangst, dass dem Hasun was zu leid geschieht. Lass gehen, schau doch ins Herz mir, ich bin brav und ehrlich. Hört dich nicht stimmen? Still wird's, lausch. Dummheit! Ich trug mein eigener Schritt. Schalte hoch, schalte rein. Das mag drinnen sie dich sein.
Wo will das gehen? Krauser Weg.
Jetzt schimpft eine Mannsstimme das, so lebt für wahr im höllischen Fass.
Hör auf das Heizen, hör auf, hör auf, es brennt und fliegt, ich bin noch verrückt.
Wer ist er? Stimme im Kessel, ja, ich trau dem Gehör.
Er ist wohl der Esel, der drauf so brüht.
Ha, das ist er, so poltert kein anderer. Gegrüßt, alter Brummbär, erwachte Meister, gegrüßt.
Lass mich hinaus, Hans, du mein völlig ehrlicher Bursch, prächtiger Elfrich.
Schmeichelst du wohl, Quäler, du Tropf, dass ich dir helfen soll, raus aus dem Topf. Was hast du stets auf Erden so schande mich gehetzt? Wenn ich glücklich zu Pferde mich fluchend wieder abgesetzt, noch spür ich die eine Rippe, die durch deine Schuld fast dich brach. Vor mein Leus war's, Geld, das vergessen wir nicht leicht. Halt, du Hecht, brat nur hier flott, wer oben so schlecht, wird unten zum Spott. Rechts um, Marsch! Freund. Es ist ein Bann, der mich gefangen hält, von dem auf dieser Welt nur eins mich befreien kann.
Zu entlarven.
Wein.
Du sauberer Nickelschuft, was hast du denn gebappelt, als am Boden du gezappelt? Wie ich, dass er gestohlen, winselnd gab er zu.
Der Unsinn, woher soll ich nur wissen, dass drinnen Geld?
Aber die 60 Gulden, die hat er doch gewiss.
60 Gulden,
bin ich dem Teufel verschrieben, so ist es Teufels Geld. Das hasst ein ehrlicher Wirt. Drum fort mit dem Geld.
Ich hab doch nicht.
Zaudert her, wird her.
Da, in des Teufels Namen.
Ha!
Leicht geh nach Haus, sonst sag ich dem Vater, wo du herumsträumst.
Ich geh schon heim, sei unbesorgt, du hilfst, lass dir den Nahen sehen. Schick euch Bauern, ihr ist das Geruf, selbst das Windfest ist euch nicht schädlich.
Wie kommst denn du mir vor, du kleines Mädel, du? Für Gauner und Gaukler macht sie den Anwalt, das Glück dir schlecht. Das Früchtlein muss büßen mit Teufelein, lasse wir unser Dorf nicht verpesten.
Du schenke mir in ihr, vielleicht ist's mir Schatz.
Ich weiß es besser, das schwöre ich bei mir.
Sag's, ein schöner Morgen ist doch ein erquicklich Ding. Lustig wie ein junger Fink wirft man von sich alle Sorgen.
La 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 la. Ja, ein schöner Morgen für mich muss je Pferdefuß Meister Niedertracht, altes Scheusal.
Drei Jahre sind verronnen, die Wette ist gewonnen. Erfüll, was ich begehr, zunächst. Zum Ersten, ich sei, wie ich war, beguckt er sich doch. Ha, was seh ich? Ei, wie fein, alles rein, nicht ohne arge Schuren. Brav, schwarzer Gauner, das hast du gut gemacht. Zum Zweiten will ich den Sack, doch frei von Geld und Spuk. Und zum Dritten höre du, lass mir künftig meine Ruh, weiter nichts bescheiden. Einst hast du's anders prophezeit.
Dass ich dich loswerd, bin ich so selig, bin ich drum, wenn ich nur was mir frommt.
Und die Bärenhaut.
Nun denn, die sei ihm geschenkt, dass dabei er mein gedenkt. Kraftlich waren sie
ihn daran, dass auch ein Teufel irren kann. Und er künftig was beschaut, wem die Kessel er vertraut. Ade, Teufel, ade.
Fremden Wort. Zeit niemals Gegenspende meines Rates Segenswort. Behorche mir, also wer auf Erden siehst du mich nicht mehr.
Bis zum Trommler. Was gab's denn zu fürchten? Der Weinstein war ja fort, so hieß es. Selbst wir drei am Posten nickten redlich ein. Plötzlich pocht's am Unterton. Mach auf, so rief's Gefahr. Mut, mach auf, der Friedende stirbt. Himmel, alle Wetter, schnell wir auf. Alles weg, die Muffel, die Kitzberg, vor die Mauer. Herr des Erbarmens, noch ein Weichen, und wir waren verloren. Da bricht's aber los, hui, die Kathete. Es haben Kreuz und Quir, und mit den Kompanien, der Kitzberg sprengt hinaus. Ihm zur Seite, wir üben, stürzt sich ins Gewühl. Er uns Schläfergrad geweckt, Hans Kraft, ihn kannt ich wieder, der vor Jahren mir gedient, zum strammen Busch herangewachsen, ein Raufer, wie's den Herber freut. Ein, in der Wolfskiel, lasse mir im Wolf die Kiel. Auf einmal hat die Katz miaut, hat der Hahn gekräht, zum Rückzug bläst.
ist der Fall. Ja, ja, wer der Kraft nicht kommen, täten wir jetzt anders brummen.
Und wo ist die Kraft?
Das eben ist die Geschichte. Noch mit erleben im Künstwerk her. Ich wend mich um. Fort war er. Kraft.
Jubelt, liebet den Burschen zu, ihm verdankt ihr den Sieg. Potzblitz, ein Dutzend solcher Kanzen, frommt uns was beim Schatzen. Sehr siegegörig nach ihm um, Marsch!
Wir feiern mit Hopfensaft unseren Marken Johannes Kraft.
Recht zu Hohen!
Mit Verlauf, komm mit!
Bin nicht dabei!
Mag's nicht!
Mein Sohn Gehorsam, dem lieben Vater nichts aus Trotz.
Geht voran, Kind! Ich sag dir.
Excerpts there from the very rarely performed opera of Siegfried Wagner, the son of Richard Wagner. Here we heard parts of Acts 1, 2, and 3 of The Man in a Bearskin, Der Bärenhirte, with Valker Horn, Beth Johanning, Henry Kitschili, André Winhold, Adalbert Waller, the chorus of the Thuringian Landestheater, the Thuringian Symphony Orchestra, and Conrad Bach conducting on a Marco Polo Opera Classics compact disc. It's now about 7 minutes before 8 o'clock here on Opera Box. I'm Chris Moore, and thanks so much for joining us this evening here on KGNU. We're really having a lot of fun. We play some obscure operas and some well-known ones as well. And it's always important to encourage you to get out there and hear live opera and live singing. And with that in mind, if you want to be a singer yourself, I'm going to start my announcements this week by telling you that Opera Colorado's chorus auditions for the 2016-17 season with Puccini's La Fanciulla del West, or The Girl of the Golden West, and Donizetti's Lucia di Lammermoor are taking place on May 21st from noon to 5 at the Newman Center for Theater Education at 1101 13th Street in Denver. So you can check that out if you're interested in being up there on the stage and singing along with some of the greats. Also, Jonas Kaufmann, An Evening with Puccini. This is a movie at the Bedecker Theater in Boulder on Sunday, April 24th at 1, and then Wednesday, April 27th at 1, an opera concert with the world's greatest operatic tenor, singing some really iconic composers of opera, mostly Puccini. The Met Opera is also live streaming Puccini's La Boheme, and that takes place on Monday, April 25th at 5:25 p.m., and Boulder Opera presenting a performance of Don Giovanni with piano at the Dickens Opera House, and that's on Friday, April 22nd. So you can check out Boulder Opera for that. The Eklund Opera Program at CU is presenting Copland's The Tenderland. That's April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at 7:30 p.m. We're also looking forward to Arias at Avos with Ruth Brand, Kristen Smith, and Brian Harris with Eve Orenstein as well, our mezzo-soprano. That's up at Avogadro's Number in Fort Collins, and it's on Sunday. They do that every, I believe, the last Sunday of each month. So this is Sunday, April 24th at 4 p.m. that's taking place. Pikes Peak Opera League, a spring concert with Derek Chester, Jennifer DeDomenici, and Amy Marshall, or Mushal, rather, with Daniel Brink, pianist, on Tuesday, April 26th at 7, the Broadmoor Community Church, 314 Lake Avenue in Colorado Springs. So there's just a few of the things that are going on, and one of which I'm going to play an excerpt from right now, and that is a recital of art songs of Rachmaninoff, Barber, and Poulenc on Friday, April 22nd at 7:30 p.m. at the Organ Recital Hall in Fort Collins. Dr. Tiffany Blake with pianist Christopher Reed is presenting this recital. Now, this is not exactly an art song, but it captures some of the incredible passion of the music of Samuel Barber. This is called The Lovers, and it's with full orchestra. Let's take a listen to this. It's for baritone, mixed chorus, and orchestra with Pablo Neruda, the poet. Dale Rusing is the baritone, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Andrew Schenck conducting, the Chicago Symphony Chorus, Margaret Hillis, director and founder.
White thighs, you look like a world lying surrender. My rough peasant body digs in you and makes the sun leap from the depth of the earth. I was alone like a tunnel. The birds flew from me, and night swamped me with his crushing invasion. To survive myself, I forged you like a weapon, like an arrow in my bow, a stone in my sling. But the hour of vengeance falls, and I love you. Body of skin and moss of eager and her milk, or the goblets of the breast, or the eyes of absence, or the roses of the pubis, oh, your voice, no answer. The body of my woman, I will persist in your grace. My thirst, my boundless desire, my shifting good. Dark riverbeds where the eternal thirst flows, and weariness follows, and the infinite day.
Body of a Woman by Samuel Barber. That is the first movement of The Lovers, Opus 43. This was a world premiere recording. It's been performed before, but never recorded. And there's, I think, about 9 movements altogether. Poems of Pablo Neruda, all of them very passionate. And then Cemetery of Kisses at the end, a song of despair. This was, our baritone was Dale Dusing with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Andrew Schenck conducting. Bringing us up to 1 minute past 8 o'clock here at KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, online at kgnu.org. Thank you so much for listening to KGNU, and we are going to jump straight from our one classical music show to another, I guess you might say. We're going from Opera Box, where we've just been hearing operatic music, from 7 to 8. And by the way, next week we're going to be talking, we're devoting the entire hour to a world premiere. And this is very, very important. Lori Laitman has, it took a 3-year delay, but finally Opera Colorado is able to proudly lay it out on the stage. Opera News has done a big feature on it, and it's getting international attention because this is a very major new work based on The Scarlet Letter, the Nathaniel Hawthorne book that starts out with a woman who is an adulteress and is jailed for it and has to wear a scarlet A, meaning adulteress, but the meaning of that changes over the years as she becomes a real angel to the community, and things change a lot in her relationship with her husband and with her lover and other people, and of course her child are very, very beautifully woven together in a very lyrical opera. We encourage you to tune in next week and find out more about that. And just a little bit about the music of Lori Laitman. We'll be limited to the art songs because this opera has not been premiered yet, but it's certainly going to be something we can all look forward to. This Thursday, Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! Coming to Boulder as a benefit for KGNU, presenting her new book, 20 Years Covering the Movements Changing America. She highlights the whistleblowers, protesters, organizers, and activists who helped change policy and perceptions. Tickets available at the Boulder Theater on the website. Information on the link is at kgnu.org. That's Amy Goodman, Thursday, April 21st at the Boulder Theater. I'm Chris Moore. I'll look forward to seeing you there. Right now, though, I will be hosting a Classic Monday. Classical music, and most of it inspired, the musical selections that I make, inspired by music that is actually being performed sometime and somewhere along the Front Range in the next few weeks. The Colorado Symphony Orchestra is where we're going to begin, actually. And Aaron Copland's music is going to be conducted by Andrew Litton. His massive Symphony No. 3 is going to be performed. So we're going to hear some music of Aaron Copland to kind of honor that, I guess you might say, and get a sense of the American style that Copland was so famous for. And his excerpts that we'll be hearing here will remind us a little bit of that. With Andrew Litton conducting and Richard Gerstein at the piano, Richard Daniel Poor's Celestial Night, Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini, and then finally the Copland's Third Symphony. ColoradoSymphony.org will be the place to go to get tickets and find out more about that. Dvorak's New World Symphony, May 13th and 14th, is coming up as well with the Colorado Symphony. And then the season finale, Carmina Burana, which will also, by the way, be the season finale for the Aspen Music Festival this summer on April 20th. So you can hear it two times in two different places, but Denver may be closer for you, and certainly time-wise is coming up closer too. Andrew Litton conducting on May 20th through the 22nd, Carmina Burana. So let's listen now to some music of Aaron Copland to kick off our two-hour classical music show here, a Classic Monday here on KGNU. Music for the theater and three Latin American sketches. You'll get the sense of American style dance that is infused in a lot of Copland's music, with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra here, conducted by Hugh Wolfe.